Plans are underway for landscaping and enhancing the grounds and plaza at the historic Natchez Train Depot on Broadway. With $362,000 in state funds the governor approved earlier this month, a significant investment in the heart of downtown is being made for, quote, creating a more welcoming space for both residents and visitors, end quote, according to Downtown Natchez Alliance President Elizabeth Greer. The circa 1915 Broadway Street Railroad Depot reopened in 2024 as a Natchez Visitor Center with public restrooms and meeting space. After many years of a stalled renovation process costing about $1 million. West Monroe Senator Jay Morris has a bill that would allow the legislature to pursue a civil lawsuit against an elected official it once ousted because of malfeasance or gross misconduct.
Morris says a two-thirds vote by either the House or Senate could result in the civil lawsuit being filed. That concerns New Orleans Senator Gary Carter, who points out that Republicans have a supermajority in both chambers, and he says if this legislation becomes law, the GOP can easily seek to remove a Democrat from office.
What safeguards do we have in here that will prevent political abuse?
Morris responded,
"Everything you said that you're concerned about can be done right now by impeachment."
The bill passed Senate Governmental Affairs on a 4-3 vote. I'm Jeff Palermo.
A man was shot and killed by law enforcement after he allegedly tried to cause an explosion in Pascagoula outside the Jackson County Courthouse. Bailey Martin, spokesperson for the Mississippi Department of Public Safety, says the incident occurred around the noon hour yesterday. According to Martin, the suspect drove his vehicle through a fence and parked near a large propane tank. She said the man tried to ignite the propane tanks in the back of the parked vehicle in an apparent attempt to cause an explosion. When law enforcement arrived, Martin says the man ran from the scene. There was an exchange of gunfire between the suspect and authorities. A witness said 50 to 60 shots were fired. The suspect died from his injuries. No authorities received any serious physical injuries. College-bound seniors in Louisiana will start getting emails giving them direction as to which in-state schools they should be applying to.
Tristan Denley, the Deputy Commissioner of Academic Affairs and Innovation at the Board of Regents, says these emails let students know which schools they should be applying to given their grades and test scores.
We know it can be kind of confusing as to which schools they might be eligible for and what schools have what programs, and so we're trying to demystify all of that.
Denley says these are not form emails, these are personalized emails.
We've tried to tailor those emails so that you get informed about the schools that are in the parish that you live in or some close by parish.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 33.80 feet and rising. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.